Thanks, Janae. Good to see you again.
It's good to see you. So why did you decide to write this book, Useful, Not True?
Ooh. I have so many friends with limiting beliefs that are held back by things that feel true to them, but are not actually true. It helps so much to differentiate between what's in your head, or let's even say like society's head, versus concrete absolute reality. So, for example, anybody saying you can't do that, or somebody saying here's what women want, or all of these limitations that you hear from people are stated as an absolute reality. This is just the way it is. You know, you must be loyal to your parents. You can't climb that ladder before paying your dues. Whatever it may be, these social realities are presented as absolute realities, but they're not. They're just norms or beliefs. And this always bothered me when I caught people not living the life they really wanted to live because they're held back by these things that feel real. And I was constantly pointing out, like, but that's not real. That's just a belief. And on the flip side, I'd often deliberately choose beliefs that serve me well. And occasionally people would say, well, that's not true. For example, at my little book called Anything You Want, I talk about how business is all about generosity, that the point of starting a business is to make a utopia where you have your own set of rules. And somebody would say, but that's not true. I'd say, I didn't say it's true. I said, it's useful.